Hi everyone, it's September 26, 2019, and this is our second call in the opening series. As we always do, we're going to begin in Shavasana. So for this part, camera on, camera off, doesn't matter to me, whatever makes you feel the most comfortable. Always afterwards, if you can be in a place where you can have your camera on, that allows us to gather our virtual circle in the best possible way, allows us to practice being present. So find yourself a spot where you can lie in Shavasana undisturbed, where no one else is going to walk in and disrupt you, where your mind is not scattered by objects around you and the body is not going to be bumping into things. If you're driving, please pull over. I'm going to mute all the lines here. Yeah, so if you're driving, please pull over. If you're not in a place where you can lie down, you can do a seated meditation, but always when you can, find a spot where you can begin lying down in Shavasana. Have some support beside you so that you can support the head and neck, but not the shoulders. You want the chin lower than the forehead, or at least level with it. When the chin is up, the mind gets busy. You can actually take the hands and extend through the back of the neck, so kind of lifting at that base of the skull, making the back of the neck long, and then placing the head and neck on the supports. And if there's even a few, you know, part of an inch where there's a space between the head support and the shoulders, Shavasana will not go as deep and won't drop into it as quickly. So Shavasana teaches us to pay attention to the details. Touching the shoulders, but not beneath with the support, chin lower than the forehead so the mind can become quiet. Have the knees bent and take the hands to draw the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels, making space through the low back. Make sure the low back is comfortable. If it's not comfortable when you extend the legs out, you can place the calves on a chair or a couch, or you can place the upper thighs on a rolled blanket or a bolster. So lifting the legs will help you to relax the back if that's needed. Otherwise, you can just extend one leg out and then the other. Let the legs drop to the floor. The baby toes drop to the floor first. The rest of the toes follow. The legs release and relax. Then we open the chest. Place the fingertips pointing toward the ceiling. Dig the elbows into the floor to lift and open the heart center. So the shoulder blades draw into the back. Shoulder blades draw into the back. Bottom tips of the shoulder blades draw into the back. Heart center open. And then release the arms down. Your arms are straight about 30 degrees away from the body. And then let the arms release. In the yoga tradition, the arms and the legs are known as the karmendriya. They are the organs of action. They take us out into the world. Here, we want to go inward, pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses. So let the legs, those organs of action, the arms, let them relax and rest. The eyes are softly closed. And notice when the arms, when the hands are at ease, that the fingers naturally curl. So just notice how your fingers are right now. Are they out poker straight? It means the body is probably habitually holding tension. Can you take a breath as you exhale? Let the fingers release. They naturally curl. And feel softness at the palms of the hands. Can you actually feel into the palms of the hands? There's energy there. Sometimes you can feel it as a kind of tingling aliveness. We don't usually pay attention, but it's there. Can you feel the palms of the hands? The palms of the hands rest. Softness there. And then let that softness travel up the arms, relaxing the forearms, the upper arms, shoulders. Let that rest and relaxation travel up the arms, shoulders, relax the collarbones, Relax the throat. Relax the jaw all the way to the hinge near the ears. Relax the cheeks. Soften the forehead. Smooth the eyebrows. Relax the space between the eyebrows. Face soft and smooth, like butter. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. This allows the mind to become quiet. Now imagine the ears receding as well, so that the eyes and ears meet at a point of the back brain. Pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses. Go inward. Watch the breath. The moment you begin watching the breath, are you trying to change it, even subtly? Can you observe without needing to change? All entrepreneurs need this skill. Shavasana teaches it deeply. Observing without needing to change, just watch the breath. See what it is. Notice what is. Each day, each moment, the breath is different. Where is the breath today? Is it high in the chest? Is it low in the belly? Just observe. Is the breath ragged? Kind of jarring, or is it smooth? Can you notice without needing to change? Are you breathing more into one lung than the other? Have you observed? Can you observe now? What's the quality of the breath right here, right now, this moment? Pay attention. If thoughts arise, as thoughts will, be gentle with yourself. Just let them go without judgment, without being concerned that you're focused on that thought for a moment. Just let it go is unimportant right now. It's not where you're focused. You're focused here on this movement of this breath. Watch the breath. Here, know that time is infinite. There's nothing, nowhere else you need to be, nothing else you need to do, just this moment. Be here. Watch the breath. And then knowing that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana, it begins just with a thought that soon you will move. But not moving, just a thought, no reaction to the thought, just a thought. Soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. And start to move the body in any way that feels good to you right now. Can you notice? Wiggling the fingers and toes. What is it that's needed here? Actually, I'm just going to have you drop into Shavasana just for another moment. Stay there for a moment. And then returning, wiggling the fingers and toes, whatever movement feels good to you. And then bend the knees. Roll onto the right side. Support your head with your upper arm and wait. Softly open the eyes. Keeping the gaze toward the floor. Use your hands to slowly, slowly press yourself up to sitting. And return to our virtual circle. Camera on whenever you can. Hi, Tracy. First to arrive. Yvonne, next. So great to see you all starting to appear. So let's hear from one or two of you. What's your aha this time? We train focus here. Might be 99 things I didn't love. Doesn't even matter. When I train myself to focus on the one thing I love, the one thing that was beautiful, the one thing that made my spirit sing, the one ooh, ah, or aha, then that's what continues to grow. What did you love here? Let's hear from one or two of you. We'd like to begin. Tracy, thank you.
I'm in my vehicle right now. And I noticed when you said, dig your elbows in, my chest came open. I mean, I was like, oh, that feels good. So
thank you.
And I did go to yoga this morning too.
And you went to yoga again. I'm just celebrating that for you. Yeah. Thank you for leading the way for our whole community in that. It's like already going to yoga all the time, and you're just glowing. It's, you can see it on your face.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I encourage you all, go find a yoga class in your area. It will complement what we're doing. I strongly encourage you to do that, as Tracy has done. And also just know, as I said at Story Freedom, not all of you, in case you missed this piece or haven't heard that before, I want to say, buyer beware. There are amazing yoga teachers out there. And in Iyengar yoga, I'm an Iyengar yogi. It takes us 6 years of intensive study to get to the first level of certification. And I'm at the third level. Only people who are really insane do this, because it's a very and long study. It's like doing another PhD, and I can tell you that because I've done the PhD, right? It's a really intense study. Tracy, I'm just going to mute you just for that background noise, but if you have something else to add, go ahead and unmute again. And so it's a very intensive study, and I have friends who have confessed to me that they first became a yoga teacher after 1 week intensive training, because the industry is not necessarily regulated. If it's a certified Iyengar teacher, they have years of training behind them, and there are great teachers in multiple other areas, but the classes are very, very different. So you can ask me questions about it, about your own local practice. And some I would recommend for you, and some I wouldn't recommend for you, depending on your own body and mind and spirit. Tracy found one that works for her. Fantastic. And I love that you mentioned opening of the chest. And so Father Joe, a very well-known Iyengar teacher, says, when we open the heart center, when we open the chest, we are not just opening our physical heart. We are opening our hearts, and thereby the heart of the world. And I think as top level entrepreneurs who are really out there to make a difference, It begins with the heart. Having a heart opening, actually being in service is the very first thing that I recommend on every level. Being of service, heart open. And as we're doing this small move in Shavasana, we're repeatedly actually opening our hearts day by day by day. So it's a really important piece of that practice. And it also helps during challenging times. You know, the entrepreneurs, there's different things that happen in the course of our lives and our companies. And I remember one time, it was many years ago, there were a lot of challenges in my life. And some of you, if you're at Story Freedom, you learned how to lie on the blocks, right? It happened at the end of Story Freedom. Yes, Steve, so awesome, right? Some of you brought home blocks. Some of you probably might have purchased blocks by now. Yay, Angela, yes. And so that's just Shavasana, but it's like Shavasana, but on blocks, even more of a heart opener. And during that challenging time in my life, some of you know this, I started every day lying on the blocks. So not just in Shavasana, but in a heart-centered, lifted kind of Shavasana. It's a variant of Shavasana, you could say. And I did that every single day. And I was on those blocks for probably half an hour, sometimes an hour, I don't know, a long, long time. It was many years ago. And for at least a year, I don't think I missed a day. If I did, it was rare. Opening the heart, opening the heart, opening the heart. So thank you for mentioning that one piece of Shavasana. We're learning many things as we do this practice. I won't be saying all of them, but over the course of the year, you'll hear about some of the other reasons we're doing this, and therefore some of the other pieces that we need in order to create that empowering story and to build the companies that we want to build that are truly ours to build, right? That heart opening as well. If I don't open my heart, and we're doing it literally, I might be, you know, end up, we cover our hearts like this. We're scared. We think that protects us. It doesn't, you know, like open the heart center. And so we want to be protected, and then we're scared. And then we start doing things that just because people told them to do us, it's not in our hearts. It's not integrated inside us. And we end up building the wrong company. That one action is company changing. Thank you, Tracy, for noticing. All right. Let's hear from one more. What did you love here? Yeah, go ahead, Angela.
Hi. Okay. So what I noticed was when you said, when you're talking about breathing, where is it at? And to notice, observe, but yet not want to automatically change that. And it's, you know, I think so often we tend to, we notice something and then we question it immediately. And
who does that, Angela?
I do.
Oh,
I
you do. Okay.
And then, you know, your mind wanders to.
Oh, whose mind does?
My mind.
Oh, right. Got it.
My mind wanders to, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Instead of just observing it and letting it be what it is. And so I liked that.
Yeah, huge. Huge. This is a foundational reason for doing Shavasana. Can I observe without needing to change? And again, I'm going to mute you. Not you personally. Again, I'm going to mute so we have that clear recording. So it's a foundational mistake. I don't use that word mistake very often, but mistake that many entrepreneurs make. I think most at some point, and maybe probably all of us have done it sometimes, like, here's the thing, I got to rush in and change it. We do that in sales conversations when somebody could potentially leap into the work that we do and thereby change their lives. And we really want to help them. And they've got some pain in our area. And so then they go, wow, we got this and this and this. And they say those things. And we got this and this and that pain. We want to leap in and change it right away. Hey, I got this and this and this and this. You want to buy it? There's no space for that person. We're just pursuing them. And then there's no space for them to step in. Happens in sales conversations. What we're learning there in that moment changes how I have those conversations, how we hold space for another human being. If I need to rush to change it, I can't have that conversation. If somebody says, hey, I'd love to do this, but I don't think I have the money right now. All kinds of people have leapt into all kinds of things when they don't think they have the money right now. Nobody's got it in their back pocket. You gotta leap in and fix it. Oh, you can fix it like this. Can I just be with what is? Somebody says something I don't like, it's okay. Can I just be with it for a bit? It's a standout quality. It's practiced over and over and over again in Shavasana. Thank you for noticing that. These are beautiful observations. Let's hear one more. What did you love here? as we're finding out what you loved, we're learning more and more about why do this and how it connects with what we want to create to get that empowering story as entrepreneurs. But don't think about it like that. It's just like, hey, I like that I felt good. Good. Who has one more to share? What'd you love here? Grace.
What I loved was the ability to fall asleep and rest and be just what I needed was getting back to that calm center. And that's what I loved. Prior to coming on the call, I was in a frenetic conversation, and being able to start in Shavasana allowed me to get back to me.
I love that. Thank you. And Grace, you're breaking up a little bit there, but I was still able to hear you. I'm going to mute your line. Hang on. I think you're muted now. Are you? No. I'm going to mute your line. You're just frozen there. Okay. So, but you, hopefully you were all able to hear too. And it just required a deep concentration to listen. If it was it broken up at your end too? What Grace was saying? Yeah. And that's one of those moments too. We were just enacting what Angela was talking about. Can I be with that? And not needing to change it. We couldn't hear Grace thoroughly, but we heard enough to be able to hear what she's saying. And sometimes we just want to change it. Well, let the line be clearer. Second, you know, it was happening right the very next moment, what Angela was talking about. I love that. Can we just be with that and know that we'll gather enough of what Grace was saying to get the essence of it? And I certainly heard that. The calm center, whatever was happening before, being able to let that go, frenetic conversation. How can we make the transition from whatever was happening, our families, or with maybe it's a challenge with a team member or a joint venture partner, whatever it is, and move directly into the next place and make that transition quickly so that we're not carrying that old energy? And Shavasana is like a clearing. And it is so restful as well. There are times I don't live my life this way, but has it happened in my life? Yes, it has, under, you know, extreme circumstances, or before I learned not to do this. It still happens sometimes, but maybe I'm going away on a big trip and I only had 2 hours sleep that night, and I was traveling for 6 weeks years ago, right? And only had 2 hours to sleep. I would take 20 minutes of that and do Shavasana instead of sleeping. With only 2 hours to sleep, I want to tell you, like, this is a powerful, powerful practice, deeply restorative. And I'm very particular about how I use my time. Very particular. And so letting go of what came before so that you could be fully present here now, a shift in energy. Yes. And I loved what Grace said at the beginning too, which was falling asleep. And so I don't know if any of you have ever, like, sometimes we do longer Shavasans at from in Mexico. I'm sure that we will, right? A longer Shavasana, because there are deep, deep benefits to a long Shavasana that can't be intellectually understood. And we'll do many things in Mexico. That's one of them. And here's what Mr. Iyengar says. And he can be quite a tough teacher. He was a fierce teacher, because he's like fiercely wanting people to get it. So as a fierce teacher, when people fell asleep in Shavasana in class, what do you think he would do? He actually let them sleep. He let them sleep. And that's what he counsels us teachers to do. And from a very fierce teacher, it seems surprising to me at first. But he's like, let them sleep.
If they perhaps fell asleep, even celebrate.
Yeah. They need the sleep. They need the sleep. And so these practices too, in times in my life where I wasn't able to sleep because of things going on, I would turn to Shavasana and other yoga practices and then have the energy and time to do what it is I wanted to do in my life and in my company. So love it. The calm center, actually even falling asleep. And there are sometimes I'd at that around that same time when my daughter was little and some tough things going on in my life, there's a posture that I loved. It's a really great one for falling asleep. And I couldn't sleep. I put myself in this posture and I'd fall asleep in it. It's kind of like a version of Shavasana, but where the head is on the ground and the chest and the rest of the body are just lifted a little. Don't try this at home without a teacher or without me guiding you, all right? But it's called Satibandha. And I would fall asleep in the middle of it. Couldn't sleep. I would fall asleep in the posture. So making sure that we're rested, making sure that we're all there in order to create the things we want to create. Thank you. Love it. Beautiful. All right. So today's call. Anything else bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? I always want to create a space, because if somebody's bursting with something, that fills the whole room, and then it's hard for us to fill in more, like pour in more. Good? Okay. So let me see. Oh, yeah. Before telling you the title of today's call and where we're going for today's call, I'd love to hear a couple of wins. We heard some wins from Shavasana. What about wins from your week? What did you love this week? It's the same question. What do you love? What stayed with you? What's rolling for you? What are you celebrating now? It could be that one breath in Shavasana. It could be anything. The universe tends to want to send us more when we celebrate those wins. So who has something they'd like to share? There's a sentence or two. I saw Sherry and Dottie at the same time. Sherry, I saw you slightly, maybe sooner. You know, my left hand's, I don't know. Sherry first, Dottie after. Dottie, don't let it go to your editor. All right, Sherry, go ahead.
So I came back from 2.5 weeks of vacation on Tuesday, and what I wound up realizing is that that I have let go of a number of things that brought me pleasure, and I need to reclaim them and look at what else I need to right size in my life.
Love it, Sherry, beautiful. So again, I'm gonna mute, a time and a space for reflection, for, hang on, there's one more. Dottie, I'm gonna mute you, your line's creating some noise. So creating space. And I love the way, not only what you're doing, but how you said it, not because the words matter, but the words as reflecting the energy behind that. It wasn't, man, that was bad of me because I let them go. And it was just like, I notice. And in that moment, I can just make a change. And Shavasana trains us for that too, not beating ourselves up for that thing. It's just like, oh, I notice. I let go of that. Now I'm going to bring it back in. The ease of that, the equanimity of that, the centeredness of that was really, really beautiful. And then from our last call, and Sherry went on our call, and we were talking about last time about want versus need. I need to reclaim them. What if we just played with that word, those words at the end? I want to reclaim them. Feel better? A little better? Yeah, love that. I don't need to. The world won't fall apart and the sun won't not rise tomorrow morning if I don't. But I would really prefer that. Wants, but preferences, but no needs. Can learn from peak potential. It's a great training. I want that. Thank you. Love it. Dottie, you're up.
I wanted to just share that after Canada, I had another training to go to in Northern California, and my daughter joined me for a week. And I just got back last night, and I just had the most wonderful time I've ever had with her. We just had, it was just gorgeous. Marin County is just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. So gorgeous.
Dottie, this is so beautiful, and these are not disconnected. For those who are at Story Freedom, how many times did I say, who are you, and what have you done with the previous version of Dottie? Do you remember that? And that's the person who just went on this week-long journey. Wait, I'm going to mute again. Dottie, it's got some noise on your line. That's the Dottie who went on this. Sorry, I muted, and then you unmuted accidentally. We were both doing it. So now you're muted. So that is the Dottie who went on that beautiful week-long adventure with your daughter. How beautiful is that? And it reminds me of one of our members said after Mexico, she's in the bliss bubble for 6 weeks. It's like everything she touched turned to gold. That we bring a different person to it. Not something different. We're not trying to create someone different than who we are, but more of me showing up, more of us showing up. And it was visible in you when you were there. And Dottie was there too, right at the very end. I was packing up and leaving. The event had ended the day before. and you were sitting there chatting with another of our members and just like, just glowing. That's the person like who went on that trip. So freaking beautiful, Dottie. And you said, and I just want to ask you, unmute your line one more time. You said best ever with your daughter. Were you just saying that kind of, sometimes we exaggerate. It's like, oh yeah, I've had 5,000 trips like that with my daughter every week. Did you really mean what you were saying? Like,
no, not at all. It was, she's not happy where she is. She's not happy doing what she's doing work-wise. And she's always been resistant for any suggestions from me. She'll say, I'm 46, I don't need your help. But this time she did. She was open to suggestions and she thought they were good suggestions. And she was so appreciative. She's been pretty entitled.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you there for a second, Dottie, and I'm going to just stop you because I love what you said here. You said that in the past, she's not listened to suggestions, so the difficult relationship, it sounds like, and on some levels, right? This time around, how she was receiving what you were saying was completely different. Open yeah. to suggestions, appreciative. How long has it been since that happened, Dottie?
It's happened on and off almost all of our lives, but it's happened. So it happens. It's been on and off. But I feel that this time, I don't think there's going to be a big off like there have been in the past.
All right.
It was great. We had a great time, and I was great in that, Michelle, the reason I wanted to speak is because I wanted to thank you, because I'm more confident that I'm going to succeed. I really saw how that nervousness and everything had, you know, changes me. And so I was just happier because I'm like, I'm going to succeed. The second course was great also, very different, but great. And elements that I need also. And so I want to thank you, Michelle, because it did give me my old self, my old confident self back.
Dottie, my pleasure. I'm just going to mute again for the sake of the line. My pleasure. And Dottie, you did the work and we all watched the transformation at Story Freedom. For those of us who were there, it was phenomenal. And so who am I actually being? And then the words that I speak and the actions I take are entirely different. And we could just say that how does it actually happen? It's a synergistic combination of everything that we're doing here. And one way to think about Story Freedom is like a 3-day pass to the Love Your Words, Love Your Life community, as I mentioned at Story Freedom. It's like all of the year and many, and then we get to unpack and actually do and enact all these things. And it wasn't a month in or so, Dottie, in your journey, and you know, freaking well done. It's like life changing. Thank you. Beautiful. These are great, great wins. And when we can hear somebody else's win, it means it's somewhere in us. Do you get that? So again, watch how you're playing here. If you go, oh man, yeah, whatever, but I'm not into wins. Like one group that I was in as a student, we were sharing wins and people all went, we don't want to share wins. We're too busy. We got stuff to do. Like, let's get on with the real stuff. You know? So just notice if you have, yeah. And then how do you think that worked out for them, you know? So just notice your energy. And maybe there's some part of you that's like that. Be gentle with that part of yourself. Maybe I have moments like that too. Like, just be gentle. It's all good, right? But when we can actually hear another's win and celebrate with them somewhere, it's inside of us. And that's freaking awesome. So just notice without judgment, without needing to change it. Maybe you're the one who's going like, come on, like, what's the content today? Whatever, right? If that's you, then that piece that Angela pointed to, which was noticing but not needing to change it. Just notice that in you without needing to change it right now. Just notice that that's a quality inside you right at the moment. It's fine. Okay, freaking awesome. I love that. Love it. Love hearing your wins. And go ahead and share them. Actually, who will start? I would love to start a win thread in the Facebook forum. Who will start a, like, here's a win. I think it's good to do, like, yeah, thank you, Yvonne. So we got a win thread. Go and add your wins there. Celebrate them. Just keep celebrating them, right? Okay. I wanted to do a quick recap of anything else bursting to be said. Anything else? There's always space. We always will have time to get to everything. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Grace. Well, there was something bubbling up there. Go ahead, Grace.
Well, for me, a win was yesterday I was presented with an opportunity to submit a speaking submit a topic for speaking to a group of Mensa individuals. And it would be in 1 hour and I could do what I want and there'll be 30 to 40 people present for that. And for me, that's a win. I'm so excited thinking about that opportunity to develop something and present it. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, love it. It's a win. Fantastic, Grace.
The opportunity.
One of the things I love about that, so I'm going to mute your line once again. One of the things I love about that is celebrating all the way along the way. Every single piece of it, celebrate. Wow, I'm submitting it. Celebrate. They say yes or they say no. Celebrate. I'm going to submit it to the next person. Celebrate. They said yes, and now I'm starting to create the talk. Celebrate. Oh, I'm in a bigger room than I thought. Celebrate. I'm in a smaller room than I thought. Celebrate, because I'm going to get to do some intimate work with those people. And then for the next, celebrate, right? Really good. Really great. Thank you. Okay. Let me see. Do I want to do this piece? Give me 1 second. I think I do. Will this help us? Yes, okay. So where we've just come from, we were in opening one a week ago, and then we had our Story Freedom Consolidation call on Tuesday. If you missed either of those calls, man, please go back and listen to those recordings. You can find them in the Story Freedom Academy. And even if you were there live, I remember was one person in our community now, and when she first started her first call, she said, Michelle, she listened to a recording actually of because she enrolled, we were on call two. So she listened to call one. She came partway through the year. She listened to call one in that series. She said, I was so excited. I just listened to the whole thing again. And she wasn't even there live. I just listened to it twice in the recording. And so you can go ahead, even if you were there live, you'll hear different things as we progress on. Or you can come, go back and listen to it 6 months down the road. You'll hear different things. There's more going on in the call sometimes than any one of us can hear. So go ahead and listen to those recordings. So Story Freedom Consolidation, just the importance of consolidation is gathering the threads together, not trying to move forward. And we learned how to do that with Story Freedom, and it catapults us further and faster than we ever thought. But we're not trying to catapult, we're just trying to see where we are. And that's what I want to do, both with the Story Freedom call and with the opening series. So let me see. And I think especially I'm going to go back to the opening call, because we were talking about the title of the call was Effortless Business, How to Have Magic on Your Side. And the opening, the whole of the opening series really is about that, how to have magic on your side, how to make it easy instead of hard, how to not be like pushing a boulder uphill, that kind of thing, but let it be easy. And and today's call is going to take that into action. So where did I put the title for today's call? Inspired Action, 12 Keys to Moving in the Right Direction Always, right? So first we want to make sure we have the wind at our backs. And we talked about these strange things that happen. These strange things that happen to us. And I gave the example of my whole family was frantic trying to find my dad's wallet when I was a kid. And I just went downstairs. I like took myself out of the whole fray of it. And and Marie's asking where she can find the Story Freedom Consolidation call. It may be that it's not posted yet. So if it's not posted yet, then Marie, if you can just send Amy a quick note and ask her when it's going to be posted. It should be posted soon, right? It usually takes us 48 hours to get them up. Give us 48 hours. We're not quite there yet. Okay, so weird things that happen. My family is frantically looking for my dad's wallet, and I just get out of the whole fray, and then I just walk upstairs, reach into the cupboard and grab his wallet. Like, how did that happen? That's not possible. That doesn't make any logical sense. But somehow when I know that there's something bigger behind me, that there's not just small me, but I'm connected in whatever way that means to you. I'm connected to the universe. Some of you, it might be God, it might be our higher self, it might be intuition, whatever it is, whatever your trusted source is, something that is larger than us. And this stuff just happens. And it's not me making it happen. I'm allowing something bigger than me to work through me. And I think I've told each one of you, one of my prayers for a long time is just from when I was a kid, it comes in the words of that were given to me as a kid. It's like, make me a channel of your peace. How can I just, you know, be a channel for something larger than than me. And then I don't have to be doing all the work. I don't have to work so hard. I can let things fall into place. And let me give you another example of this. When I was, and we had a couple of examples. So Steve gave us an example of working in corporate and you just always be in the right place and didn't do any kind of, you know, career planning, you know, or in around it, but always, it always worked out. How'd that happen? And then Sergio gave us an example of everybody ending up on the right plane and or the same plane. It couldn't happen, but it happened anyways. Kind of magic happening. And this is the most, it could go like, you could think, this doesn't have to do with me, Michelle. I get to some practical stuff, but I can't think of anything more practical to teach you. If we don't have something behind us, we're always going to be working way too hard. And so let me give you another example of the way magic sometimes happens. I knew that I was going to be teaching, this was years ago, I just left, maybe I was still teaching university, and I knew I was going to teach a writing workshop. And I was in a room that where I was doing meditation each week, and I thought, oh, maybe this is the room. It kind of looks sort of like the room that I'm supposed to teach, you know, a writing workshop in, but I almost envisioned it, and just like trusting our intuition, trusting the illogical. Stories are filled with paradox, with, you know, it doesn't always, it's not always logical sense, and we live our lives as stories. And so letting ourselves be kind of not always needing it to be logical too, right? So I thought, well, you know I'm going to be teaching in a room, something like this one, but I don't think it's this one. And I was at my regular, I used to go to weekly meditation then with my meditation teacher. I thought, the room looks something like this. It looks a lot like this, but I always imagined that there'd be a bookshelf in the corner. And I didn't have to do anything with it, like in Shavasana. I didn't have to make something of it. I just was musing about it. And I'd been going to this meditation group for a couple of years. And that night, the leader of the meditation group said, guess what? This meditation group has been going for 10 years and we've never had a library. But today, a couple of members, you didn't know about it, have been working on this for months, and we're going to have like a library. There's going to be this bookshelf over in the corner where you can circulate books. And I'm like, there's the bookshelf that I thought was going to be there. And I just, it just made me happy. And you could go, Michelle, that's all coincidence. It's all made up. But I tell you that much of what's happened in my company has come from this. Much of the ease of writing my PhD and what happened in that and all, like things that have come my way have come in this way. And it would be remiss not to speak about this. And so what was even more fun is that I'm like, I guess I am supposed to teach here. That night after the meditation, and my meditation teacher said, you know, Michelle, I know that you teach people about writing. And I thought it'd be really cool to do a writing and meditation workshop. Like, I don't know, maybe a day-long workshop. We could do it here. What do you think? What do you think I said to that offer? It made no sense. I hadn't figured it out beforehand. I'd never thought about that. What do you think I said? Of course I said yes, because something inside me told me that was a great thing. I knew there was supposed to be the bookshelf. There it was. It appeared that day. There was too much magic going on. It didn't make logical sense. I hadn't figured it all out. We taught that workshop twice, and it was amazing. And when I think about it, there's sometimes this chain of coincidence that happens. I've not told this story in this community before, I don't think. I haven't told this story. I don't think I've told this story ever. It's coming to mind, so I'm going to trust it here. So one of the people in that first workshop, so we taught a couple day-long workshops. And people loved it. We got rave reviews. It was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot. I was just out of university, so it taught me a lot many, many years ago. And also one of the participants wrote me one of my earliest and best testimonials. It was amazing early on. She loved it. And what she said was, actually, I have to write. I'm an academic, and I hate writing, and this made me love it. And now I know how to write my book, and now I know what to do with this chapter and so on. It was really nice. She said, like, I hated it and I didn't even want to come. And, but it wasn't even that. Then she hosted an event. So I'm telling you this sequence of events, because I want you to know this is always happening for you too. Always happening, but are we paying attention or not? So then she said, hey, Michelle, would you come and speak to my people? I'm doing this 2-day event. Will you come and speak to my people? So then I'm like, sure. And it was one of my early speaking engagements just out of university. And I spoke. And I didn't stay in touch even with her. I haven't been in touch in a couple of years. She's amazing. But there was one person in that audience who became a member of our community and stayed for 4 years. Because I dreamed about a bookshelf in the corner. She never would have come if I hadn't dreamed about the bookshelf in the corner. Do you get it? I didn't work to make any of that happen. One more story. There was somebody I was trying to get a hold of just because she was a friend, and it was after an event and we kept missing each other. And I didn't mean to for that to happen, but I'm like, listen, we got to go for breakfast tomorrow morning because I'm sorry because this person came up and that and they got in the way. Can we go for breakfast? Cause it's a good idea to stay after events when you can, lots of magic happens then. So the next morning we went for breakfast. I had no idea that she had pain in my area. It just felt like a good thing to do. And I really wanted to, and it hadn't happened over there. And I didn't go, oh no, it didn't happen. It's just, it will happen when it's supposed to happen. We met for breakfast. She started chatting about stuff. She had huge pain in my area and hired me for, I think it was 6 VIP days and flew me into Hawaii and where she lived. And then she flew to Western Canada where I lived, come do the work, and super fun and super cool to work with her. All because of just like falling. There was nothing logical in any of that. Oh yeah. And actually that's how I got onto my first big stage too. Because that had happened, there were huge successes in my company that then helped me get this position on, you know, speaking to an audience of 400 or 500 many years ago for the first time. So, effortless business, how to have magic on your side. I just want to hear another couple examples. Oh, and I showed you a couple clips from Harry Potter. So either an example or a story from that Harry Potter clipping. Yvonne, your hand went up. So I'm just going to trust whichever it's going to be, one or the other. What do you want to share? Because I want us to hear this. I want us to get this. I want us to know how important this is and the different forms that this comes in. And then just allow it to happen. Look for it. Look, like, not expecting like, where's my stuff? But just trust that magic is on your side, because it's a really empowering story to have. Cultivate that story and then watch what happens. Make sense? Yvonne, go ahead.
For quite some time, I've been really searching about what my lane was. And
are you all understanding that language?
You know, like, I've been working for a company for 14 years, decided to leave, and then I was really trying to figure out what Yvonne wanted to do when she grew up.
Right, so my lane, what's my thing? Yeah. What's my thing?
What am I going to do that really jazzes me, that really makes my heart sing? And I did a couple of different things that were okay, but, you know, nothing more than that. And it frustrated me somehow, because by now I was kind of like, I should know this, right? And
what's my thing?
So then I'm sitting in your event in the back of the room, and I can't even remember exactly the moment, but there was this one moment where I'm like, beloved God, there's this something that has been staring me in the face. It's been right under my nose for the last several years, and that's event management. Because I know that I'm really good at it. I love doing it. And so the moment that that kind of came full circle, I was invited to an event that is early October from one of my Even Network members to attend as an attendee. And I was looking for a roommate, and we were corresponding the Monday after Story Freedom via Messenger. And she was actually apologizing that she hadn't found me a roommate yet.
And then something has gone wrong, and it's you're not going to have a roommate, and oh no, the world is falling apart, or maybe not.
Well, maybe not, because then she says in one of her messages to me, she says, once I pick my assistant, would you be open to room with her? And I'm like, pick assistant? So I'm typing back, I'm like, do you need help at your event? And she's like, I'm starting to realize that I can't do it all by myself anymore. What's your day rate? Here's my day rate. That sounds very reasonable. Let me think about it. So the next morning she came back and she said, I'm doing it. You're hired. And then a couple of days later, I have my eWomen dinner. And the speaker, I start talking to her about it. She said, what are you doing next Saturday? I am in BC, but we had talked about what I do, and she asked my day rate, and I actually had upped the rate.
Thank you, good. High ticket virtual retreat, go listen to how to do that, I'm like, right? Go listen to that training.
So it's just literally falling in my lap right now.
Thank you, Yvonne. Another, I just wanted us to hear a couple different examples of how this happens. And the more we hear it in its different forms, and the more we, oh, this is just what happens. This is what happens in this community, because we know that this happens. This is what happens for me, because I start to open my eyes to it. What I focus on expands. Yvonne, I love it. And it's just, it's a moment, and trusting that you've got the wind at your back. And then that text could have come in and she wouldn't even have seen it. It's just a text about a roommate, but she trusts the winds at her back. And I just got like all this business coming her way. Thank you, Yvonne. Tracy, yes, I see. It's like Tracy's bursting with like, me too. And this is great. This is exactly what I want. Good. What I want for you guys, right? This makes me happy. Good. Go.
So I was working at the post office. I have worked at the post office for 20 years. And I started working my coffee business on the side. I'd come up on this coffee business, and I just couldn't keep my mouth closed. I could talk to anybody about it. And this post office where I worked was very low key. I worked 6 hours a day, and I'm very good at what I do, and people love me and always get my work done. And then they're like, well, you look different. So I'm telling them about the coffee. Well, anyway, my coworkers were jealous of me and were trying to get me fired. So I was having a lot of anxiety over it and trying to decide what to do. And because I didn't want to get fired over it. And I talked to one of my old bosses, and she said, well, talk to corporate and see if you can retire. And so I called them, and it was December 27th. And I said, I'm thinking about retiring and wondering what my options are. And they said, well, what's your ID number? And so I gave it to them, and they said, well, it looks like you're eligible for, there's a fly in here. You're eligible for retirement on your birthday on March 20th. And, when were you wanting to retire? And I said, okay, on March 20th. And they said, well, we like you to go to the end of the month. I said, okay. So March 31st. So, I was like, and you know, and then I was able to keep my insurance, which is always a big thing. But the thing that struck me, and I even have this with me right now, so I'm like, I got to get in my purse and show you this. But the day before I left and was no longer going to come back to the office because of harassment, I was going to a coffee convention. I happened to look at my ID badge, and if you can see it. It expires March 31st. I just happened to look at my ID badge, and I'm like, oh my God. I've had this for over 10 years. And it expires on the day that it was created in the universe. Yeah. How did that happen? You know?
Yeah. So there are no accidents. Gotta love that. And as we start to notice it, what you focus on expands, and more of that starts coming in. So we don't have to work so hard, right? So here's what I want to do. I want to take just a couple of minutes here. So I want to get to the action piece right after that. But let me see. I want to give you, I'm just going to give you 3 minutes. This is going to be rapid fire, and I'm going to put you in some small groups. And if it just so happens, because some people are here, but they don't have their video on, you might end up with somebody with their video not on, they can't speak. Oh, well, you're going to do the exercise and write it out yourself. Okay, so don't worry, it's all perfect. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to share with that person, or you're journaling, right? One time this happened to you, or there's something magical, you can't explain it, because I want every single person to know this is happening to you. It's happening more than we know, right? And so that's question one. I get to tell us a brief story about this happened, and Tracy would tell an abbreviated version, or Yvonne or I would, you know, it's just like, wow, I knew that I was supposed to retire really soon, but I wanted to, and I called, and she would tell the encapsulated version. Just the important thing is that she knows it happened, right? And then the second thing is, how do I want to let this energy in? And playfully, like a kid. Well, and just play with each other around this. Like, I don't know, I'm just going to notice it when it happens. I'm going to celebrate more often when it's already happened. I'm going to notice it when it's happening with somebody else. I'm going to start to write it. I'm going to write in my journal. There's 1,000 ways that we could allow this in. I just want you to playfully notice the ways that you can let this energy in to your business and your life. So 3 minutes, I'm going to break you down into groups right now. Anything first that you have to say in order to be able to do this brief exercise. No good with it? Okay, so let me see, breakout rooms. And there will be 2 or 3 people in the room, so you're gonna have to go pretty quickly. And let me see, and some of you might end up just on your own too. So say hello and somebody leap in. The person with the short hair, leap in first. You divide up the time. I'm gonna call you back in 3 minutes. See you soon. Have fun. There you go. Don't forget to join your room. See you soon. Okay, everyone should be on their way back. Or yes, everyone's back now. Yay. I just want to hear from one of you briefly. We'll have that stand-in for the whole group, like half a minute or less, just a couple sentences. How did that go? Were you able to hear some stories, recount some stories, and get some ideas about how to get this rolling for you? One person to speak. It'll be representative for the whole group. Who wants to speak about the experience? What did you love? What's the aha? Thank you, Wendy. Awesome.
What I love is that as we look for the magic, I think more and more and more magic shows up. And
yes.
We see it more and more and more. And like the last 6 months of my life, there's been all sorts of magic.
Right. Thank you. And it's been there all along, but it's like, what are we paying attention to? Pay attention to that. And then we have eyes to see, like Yvonne, you know, had that. It was just a text. For some other people, it would have been just a text. And there's instead an opportunity in her growing business. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. And I'm going to encourage that this discussion continue on the Facebook forum. Again, remember, when I used to teach at university, we had a place where we all gathered and had our coffee. We had our coffee room, you know, in the old days, right? Think of that as your coffee room where you get to meet and chat and sit with each other, right? So who would like to start that thread? Like, here's some magic stuff happening for me today, or however you want to start that thread. So the discussion keeps going in between our calls here. Who would like to start a thread like that and maybe recount a story? I don't care how you do it, but just so the discussion keeps going. Who would like to start that thread? Somebody, well, yes, thank you, Sherry. Awesome. Then go look for that and go add to that, because that's how we, again, what we focus on expands, right? So I want to do a little bit of a shift right now to answer a couple questions, and then we're going to go head on over to action, because there were some great questions posted. Keep posting your questions. Please keep posting them. And I will, if we don't get to them all, I will just make sure that we add another call or whatever we need to answer your questions, right? So the more questions posted, the more questions, the more I can help you with exactly what's going on for you. These are going to be some brief answers to questions today. If that's not a thorough enough answer, then repost it again next time, right? Sometimes we'll do a deeper dive. Sometimes we'll do a briefer answer, but just keep reposting the follow-up and the next question, all right? So Mary Kay had a question saying, is this version of my big offer too broad? Which pain point is stronger? Is frustration a strong enough word to use? Do I need the word leadership? She said the audience is animal lovers. The pain is frustration dealing with people, but not with animals. What they can gain with the loving presence of animals, ease and leadership with people, plus ability to help more animals. So how do I know if I'm, if the offer's too broad and what pain point and so on. And I think there's all kinds of ways that we can get in our heads around this. I wanna give a brief kind of cut to the chase answer in and around this. What I would be focused on from here, Mary Kay, is like, what is their top of mind problem? How are people hurting? How are they hurting? And then not just one sentence, but lots of words to describe it. So we don't always need to have just that exact tagline or those exact 3 words. What if you had a page full of words to describe how that person is feeling? And interview them. What is it that they actually want? And do lots and lots and lots of strategy sessions, because I don't have a black and white answer to that question. It depends which audience you're addressing, for instance. Are you addressing the Dog Lovers Association of America? Well, you know, what exactly do they, you know, what exactly are, why are the, how are they hurting? There's no way to answer that question in the abstract with a really good and solid answer. And then, so I would do lots of strategy sessions and get in front of audiences and then think about, what do I want to say to that particular audience? What is it that they actually need? And then you're coming from a really real place with a real audience, and that will help you narrow it down. And maybe your message will be similar, but not quite the same when you're talking to people who are training their horses and when you're talking to people who are trying to buy a cat. And as you keep discovering it, you'll understand better, more and more, what the words are. So what's the real problem? And book a time to speak. And the more you're speaking out there, the more you'll be finding the words. And then, why do they need this? What difference does it make? What are they looking for in their lives? Think about the language I like to think of is pillow talk. Like, what do they roll over in the middle of the night and say to their partner? I can't believe, let's say it's about, you know, finding a good mortgage. I can't believe we might lose the house, or we're never going to live anywhere good, or whatever, you know, like the stuff that they really actually say to each other. Those are the words you want. And then, so I'm just going to do some rapid fire training in and around this. And then Mary Kay, post a follow-up question. Okay. Then how do I decorate the door? When I know their top of mind problem, I'm going to decorate the door maybe differently from the deep dive, because they're not ready for the whole deep dive. I do not go, if I went, Sherry, I don't know, if I showed up at eWomen when you first joined our community in your second year now, right? And when you first joined, if I showed up and said, Shavasana will change your life, let me count the ways, would you have come? But now, do you know that, right? Inside the party is very different. The talk that you heard was what the top of mind problem was. Stories that sell, that's my signature talk. 3 keys to gain confidence, inspire action, and sell more with powerful stories. Because I know my ideal client probably is wanting that. They want to sell more stuff. There's a whole bunch more that goes in later on. But what are they actually thinking about, right? And versus, come do Shavasana and here's the 3 ways it'll change your life. It's not the top of mind problem. It actually is a really deep part of the solution, but people aren't ready to hear yet. You guys are ready to hear. Make sense? Even at Story Freedom, when people are just beginning, they're starting to be ready to hear as we get into some of the work. It's not the only thing we do, right? I could tell you 10 other things that we do that wouldn't, you know, I could say transmute inner dirt to inner gold. What does that even mean? We're going to do a deep dive into that next week, by the way. We've done some of that Story Freedom. Deep dive to find your core values, to be able to overcome any obstacle, to really have the wind at your back and turn those things that are difficult into actually making it easy. So, but I don't decorate the door with that. People don't even know what it means. All right. So Mary Kay, I can't see you now. I was going to say, is there at least one thing in there that helps you? Hopefully there is. Sometimes I'm going to pause and find out from the rep. Mary Kay, just nod if something in there helped you. And I'm okay with the honest answer. If it's no, yes. Okay, good. And then what I suggest you do is take some time after this call. It's like, now does this apply? How does my answer to Mary Kay specifically apply to you right here, right now? Because for each one of you, there's something in there for you, all right? I'm not going to take the time to do that. Got some other training I want to get to for you. Other question. Wendy had a beautiful question about, how does one find balance? I love the new discoveries I'm having in this journey of self-reflection, self-care, but I'm having a hard time not being totally and completely consumed with my journey. As I take care of me, I know I'll be able to take care of others, but I'm having trouble letting everything else go. My family's important to me, my vice president, my networking chapter, and so on. I'm not reading it all word for word, but you got the gist of it. I'm trying to find a new story about balancing all the different things going on and could use some help. I'm going to give you a counterintuitive kind of answer with some backup over here, Wendy, all right? And then ask a follow-up question. I could spend a whole day training on that. Here's the thing that I want to give you, a beautiful book. You don't have to go read it, but it's a great book. It's called The One Thing. The Surprising Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. I think this is a great book. 1 year for Mexico, I gave everybody this book, I think. Yeah, I did. And it was a few years ago. And chapter 8 is called A Balanced Life. And he's got a quote by, it's on page 72 in my copy, Keith H. Hammonds. He says, the truth is balance is bunk. It's an unattainable pipe dream. The quest for balance between work and life, as we've come to think of it, isn't just a losing proposition, it's a hurtful, destructive one. And Wendy might now be going, are you kidding me? I come to help for help about balance and you're telling me that balance is bunk? Thanks a lot, Michelle. All right. Let me tell you a couple pages later, he says, and so I'm going to say what he says and I'm going to say what I say about this. So to achieve an extraordinary result, you must choose what matters most and give it all the time it demands. This requires getting extremely out of balance in relation to all other work issues and so on. That's what he says. Then he says, when you act on your priority, you'll automatically go out of balance, giving more time to one thing over another. I kind of sort of knew this years ago, and I learned it more as I read it with him, and I started realizing I was already doing this. there's a lot of things in my life. There's my, I'm a mom, I'm a teacher, I'm a trainer, I do workshops, I'm a daughter, we all have multiple roles. There's many things that I do and many things that each one of you does. I'm a friend, I'm a sister, I'm a yoga practitioner, I've got many things. And I realized years ago, it's impossible to balance all those things. It's not possible. And when I let that go, everything got easier. Sometimes, like this week, my daughter was scheduled for surgery on Monday, I told you last time, right? My week got quite a bit out of balance. I canceled my whole day yesterday. Not everybody was happy that I did that. Oh, well, the right people will understand. Because I'm driving my daughter back and forth to university. She's got a bleeding disorder. It makes it more complex. She's young. It's scary to have that diagnosis that she was just given, et cetera, et cetera. So my life got quite out of balance. Let me give you another example of that out of balance, because this is so important. And let me tell you too, Quantum Leaps, Create Your Future Story, that workshop that we're doing not next week, but the week after, make sure it's on your calendar. It will help. Having a big why series is going to help tremendously. You're in there exactly the right place. So there's more components that we'll get to, all right? But think, is Luke Skywalker's life very balanced when he goes to save the galaxy? He probably didn't have a nutritious breakfast that morning. Oh, well, but a nutritious breakfast is important. So what? Sometimes it's out of balance. And think of this one too. There was an example right on the call. Remember I said, start to wiggle the fingers and toes. Oh, wait, do you remember in Shavasana this morning? That's because I'm juggling a few things today. My parents, I'm telling you this story in detail to try to help you, Wendy, and others let go of the balance. Let go of the balance and be okay when you deep dive into the one thing. That's why the book's called The One Thing. And the right people around will understand, and then you'll pick those other things up. My daughter knows sometimes, like when I'm at Story Freedom, she's not going to hear from me. She's not. She's going to be okay. And then I'll pick that up later. And during Shavasana, I really wanted my parents to come to town tomorrow. They're driving through on route to Edmonton. So I told them to come tomorrow. And my sister found out there's a huge snowstorm coming through. My dad's driving is iffy. And I've been talking to my sister and my brother, and we're worried for their safety. It's the last time they're going to make that trip. My dad's not up to it anymore. He was two blocks away from my home when he drove through this way, and it took me 15 minutes to tell him how to get to my home because he lost his way. So we've been quite concerned about my parents, and it's like, what's the priority? And my brother just said, why don't you just cancel your class you're teaching today? I'm like, no, I'm not going to cancel my class. But my parents are arriving sometime right around now because they had to come a day early to miss the snowstorm. I'm telling you this in detail, Wendy, and for all of you, because sometimes, yes, there's going to be things you have to juggle. I told my brother, I'm not going to cancel my call. My parents are going to be okay. But they're probably arriving sometime between, in this hour right now. And one time when my parents came by, it was a couple of years ago when they had lost it even less, right? And they forgot to tell me that they were coming by. And my dad started, pounding on, I live in a beautiful condo, and pounding on somebody else's condo door because he was sure that I was dead in the apartment, I was really worried, and I was actually having a massage because they hadn't told me they were driving through town that day. So, so I came back from the massage, and my mom's sitting in the truck and going like, you're here, you're alive, your dad has like got the neighbor, and they were just about to call the police. So in that moment, I decided to, I very, very rarely do this, but I had my phone sitting beside me, and my parents don't remember how to use a cell phone, so I can't call them as well, right? And I saw that my mom's calling me. You guys, it's going to be okay. So priorities shifted in that moment. It's like, wait, stay there for a moment. I took the call for a few seconds with my mom. I said, listen, I'm not going to be with you till 2 o'clock. Go and have a coffee, but I'm here. Everything's fine. So I did a bit of code switching right then. It's happened never before, actually, in a call that I can remember. There's, once I had to take a package, I think, I really had to. It was for my daughter. So sometimes, yes, we're code switching. I get it. But what's the priority? And then in that moment, when I was on that call with my mom, I'm like, mom, I can't talk. I'm teaching. but everything is going to be okay. So I'm focused on that priority. And if all you didn't like it in that moment, oh well. If my daughter didn't like it when I'm teaching story freedom, oh well. It's not going to be balanced. That's the thing that matters the most. And that's why I'm so jazzed about Quantum Leap's Create Your Future Story Now, right? So helpful to start, Wendy? Did it give you someplace to start? Good, okay. So, I would love to hear, I didn't take the time for some ahas around these two questions, but will somebody start a thread in and around those two questions? One about how do I narrow my topic? Very different questions. How do I narrow my topic? And one, how do I find balance? Will somebody start a thread of ahas? It's like, here's what I learned from my company. And when you do that, it will move things for you. You always want to, you know, add ahas. So yeah, in a few seconds, it should be really easy for you to get into Facebook. You want that to be a habit. Anyone want to start that thread? Nobody does, it won't happen, but somebody want to start that thread? Here's my aha. And the aha, thank you, Steve. Awesome. And the aha might be, I'm going to let go of balance in this area and completely let that fall apart for a moment. And the 4-Hour Work Week is a great book. And he totally advocates that. And he lets his whole life fall apart for like 6 weeks at a time and misses giant, you know, speaking opportunities. And some people get mad at him and then he picks up his life again. It's really interesting to learn that there as well. And you can take it to a more or less extreme, but letting go of the balance. All right. So thanks, Steve. Beautiful. All right. Taking this into action. What I want to do is, so here we are in the opening series. We have find ways to have the wind at our back. So it's easy. So we're not like pushing the boulder uphill and that we know that we have more on our side. It's intuition. It's maybe it's connection with friends and we're, you know, intuitively connected in ways that we don't know. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's your trusted source. Maybe it's higher power. Maybe it's understanding more of all of who you are, whatever you call that thing. And like having magic in our side, on our sides, right? Maybe it's like in Star Wars, it's the Force. There's a reason that our stories talk like this. Does that make sense? If you get that, that there's the Force is real and that there's a real reason that that fictional story comes up like that, raise your hand if you understand what I'm saying here. There's a reason for the Force. Yeah, you're getting it. Okay, good. But now, Michelle, what should I actually do? Do I just randomly wander around and just keep following my intuition? Like, how do I know which way to go? How does Luke know what to do, right? And I want to share with you two quotations by a couple teachers that I love. And but the thing is, they say opposite things. Remember that story is like, there's paradox in our lives. I love my daughter and sometimes I hate her, right? Life is filled with paradox. And if we're real about how we're living our lives, we got to let the contradictions in, right? Paradox creates possibilities. So here's something that seems like two totally opposite things that they're going to say. And we're going to try and make something of it. All right. So here's teacher number one. His name is Alex Mendozian. If you've heard of Alex Mendozian, raise your hand. Alex Mendozian. Oh man. Great, great, outstanding teacher. And he happens to have a background in yoga as well. He used to be a yoga teacher and now he's an amazing entrepreneur. Taught at Peak Potentials, trained with him for many, many days. And what he said was, there's only one thing worse than going in the wrong direction. And that's going in the wrong direction enthusiastically. And if you get something, what he's saying is like, oh yeah, oh no, there was such a, like, raise your hand. Like sometimes it's just bad, right? Sometimes it feels that way, okay. Then here's what Maxwell Maltz says. And this is in, this is one of the side quotes in that book by Edwin Gaines that many of you have in your hands now. Maxwell Maltz says, a step in the wrong direction is better than staying on the spot all our life. Once you're moving forward, you can correct your course as you go. Your automatic guidance system can't guide you when you're standing still. Do you hear it? Alex Mendozian says, man, don't go in the wrong direction. And especially don't go that way enthusiastically. Maxwell Maltz says, man, just get going. And even if it's in the wrong direction, please go. So what do we do? How do we create inspired action? How do we know what to do? I want to hear, you've heard these two quotations. What do you think? How do we reconcile these very opposite views? What do you think we should do? Somebody talk to me, a sentence or two. If you speak it, it'll mean more to you. Sherry, thank you. You have to keep it brief. And yes, can you unmute? Yes, you got it.
Sometimes a bad action is better than inaction.
Let me just at least do something. Let me do something. And Katie, who was in this community for a couple of years, and I taught her for 3 years, she said, in all those years, Michelle, well, at least in those 2 years in this community, she said, the most important thing you taught me is, like, don't stand at the crossroads. There's A and B. And she was getting caught, like, do I do A? Do I do B? Do I do A? Do I do B? She's like, oh, right, don't stand at the crossroads. It's like Maxwell Maltz, like, take a step in any direction. And then our automatic guidance system can course correct, and we can get on the course that we want. I don't know how to do a strategy session, so let me wait for 10 years and I'll just do it. And if it totally bombs, oh, well, learn a ton and then go. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, is that by moving from where you are, as long as you don't.
And who, Steve? By moving from where who is?
From who is? From where,
yeah, who?
So.
From moving from where I am. Try that one.
Yeah, okay. So moving from where I am. Mm-hmm. Allows me to figure out if that's the right direction. Uh-huh. And as long as I am not over committed or over concerned about making sure that it's the right direction when I take the first step, then I allow myself to say, oh, I can learn something, or maybe that wasn't the perfect direction, or maybe that was completely the wrong direction, but either way, I'm okay with it. It's just like in the Shavasana.
I was just about to go there. Thank you for that. Exactly.
So I can notice whether or not it's the right thing or the best thing, and make a conscious choice to either allow it or to move from it.
Beautiful. Thank you. It's another reason that Shavasana is so important. How does it actually feel? What am I tolerating? Maybe my back is screaming in pain. You know, I don't even want to put that in your heads, right? I just did, too late. But I'm just going, well, it's okay, because I'm supposed to do Shavasana. You know? I want to be able to course correct. Oh, I just put my legs up and it feels better. When I'm paying minute attention to how it feels moment by moment, then it's going to be so much easier to course correct. And then I'm not so afraid to take a step, because I know that I'm going to be able to course correct. So if Wendy, for instance, going like, how am I going to find balance? Well, which one should I let go of? Should I like not pay attention to people in my family right now? Or should I pay attention? Like, what do I do? And she could stand there forever. Or she'd just go, well, I'm going to teach this day-long workshop. Some people around me are going to have to make way, and stuff is going to, whatever it is, right? The thing. And then she does it, and then carves out that other stuff out of the way. And then watches how it unfolds. Yeah, beautiful. So, all right. And so we want to be able to act and not be afraid to act. So when Alex Mendoza seems like, said, like going the wrong direction enthusiastically, well, we don't have to worry about that so much. I do understand what he's saying. He's got an important point, but it all has to do with the ability to course correct along the way and feel what I'm actually feeling, and thus I suggest that you start each day with Shavasana, another reason. Yeah, go ahead, Wendy.
I was just going to say, when I thought about his quote, the first quote about the thing worse than going in the wrong direction is doing it enthusiastically. Maybe if we chose to see that the only way to go in the wrong direction is to stand still.
Oh, I love that. Like when I'm just standing still and I'm not doing anything. Yeah, I've already chosen a course. I'm forgetting that that's already choosing. It's like the journey that you took to be here. It's like, well, wow, that's risky. Well, what about the risk of not doing? We forget that actually is entails a choice. I love that. Thank you, Wendy. Beautiful. All right. I want to sneak in one more training piece so that there's something to play with. And then we're going to go, you know me, just like take 2 hours out each time. Right? You need to go, no problem. But there's one more training piece, because then you can play with it over the week and then we can take it further next week. Right? And hopefully I can find this really quickly for you. Yes. Okay. I want to share my screen, and this is over there in Story Freedom Academy. You guys can find it as well. Hopefully I've got the right one. Is this the one? Yes, it is. The Inspired Action Blueprint, Dream, Plan, Act. Where to find this? It's over in Story Freedom Academy. And there's a page that says, in the Love Your Words portion of it, additional resources. we have a boatload of resources for you. Don't try to get through them all at once, but just know that you're there for you and at least familiarize yourself with the topic. You can ask me or ask somebody else, is there something in here that I ought to be looking at? You could be diving into this training for a long time, but underneath here, there's the Inspired Action Blueprint. And then you scroll down, that's how I found it, right? And you scroll down a little bit, you'll find it. The order of it is right here, the additional trainings, the order we've listed them, then scroll down to find this. And I wanted to do this brief training because this Inspired Action Blueprint, there is more to this blueprint than I have words to say. I realized that I'd always been taking inspired action since I was a young teacher, college teacher in my early 20s. And why did it, like one action, many results? Well, reference call number one, have the wind at your back first, right? But then there's certain things that we need to do. And this is so that to help us move in that right direction. Now, I don't want you to use this and go, well, I'm going to think about this for 20 years before I do something. Remember what Wendy just said, right? And remember what Steve just said as well, right? So we want to act. But you can use this as a kind of, not exactly a checklist, but have I done these things? And we're doing these things. Here's what I want to tell you. We're doing this over and over and over again. If I'm going to go do downward dog, I'm going to do all these things. Just in a moment, I'm probably doing them. I'm gathering the energy. I'm creating a vision. Downward dog looks like this shape, right? I'm going to gather knowledge. My teachers taught me how to do it. So a lot of these things we're already doing. And sometimes we are skipping one step and it's making it a lot harder than it needs to be. So what I'm going to suggest for you as part of your, you know, home play, I don't like to call it homework because that brings all the wrong energy, but it's kind of like a kid, play with it. Read through this and think about what, think about an action. It could be something as simple as, you know, you make your cup of coffee in the morning. It could be about Yvonne, how does she, something much bigger than that. How does she structure out how she's going to unfold this work as event coordinator, event manager, event head, whatever the word is that she uses, right? All of these are going to happen. Sometimes they're happening a bunch of steps all at once. Sometimes they're happening, like find a mentor, making a cup of coffee. Well, somebody taught me how to make coffee already. Check. Did you get it? I don't have to find a mentor right in that moment. Gather knowledge. Hey, I'm in a hotel room. I don't know where the coffee is. Where's the coffee? Oh, it's in this cupboard. Do you get it? Sometimes they're 10-second steps. Sometimes they are. They take a lot more time than that. And one of them that we often forget, we often forget a bunch of these steps. If we don't put it on the calendar, look at step 7, it's not freaking going to happen. Maybe putting it on the calendar, if I'm doing downward dog, is when am I going to do it? Now, right? I put it on my mental calendar. It's happening so quickly that I'm not even writing it down on the calendar and I'm doing it, all right? So familiarize yourself. Go, print this off. Familiarize yourself with it. And I suggest that you check it out with a couple things that you're already doing or something that you've done successfully. You probably had these steps in. What one of the students in this community was missing when we first drew this out, this started with a VIP day with a client. She was trying to understand how to take, you know, really inspired action. I worked with that with her and I'm like, oh, the whole community needs this. One thing that it wasn't her, it was somebody else was missing is step number 9, celebrate. That's a step that is often missed, right? And I'm gonna stop sharing right now. I'm gonna stop sharing right now just so I can see all of you. When we don't celebrate, it's like that kid at Christmas time going like, yeah, whatever. And why would the universe want to send us more? So celebrate. You should have seen me with the team after Story Freedom. We were so happy with all the leaps of people who were taking, everybody playing full out, everyone in the room, and so many beautiful shares and things happening. We were just going crazy celebrating, like all the little parts and what we loved and what was going on. So adding those parts. So I know we got to wrap up the call right now. So familiarize yourself with that and make sure you look at step 1. It's the only one that I say, do not skip this step. Make sure you get the step. It's like, make sure you know what that step is. And we've already been doing it here. Next time around, we're going to do a deep dive into transmutation. We got to kind of do a quick step into it last at Story Freedom. We're going to do a deep dive for those who are still here. And if you've got to go and post it in the Facebook forum, no problem. One aha, one inspired action. So we know that we are gathering ahas and then bringing them out into our world. Dottie, you're up in my left-hand corner. Again, if you've got to go before we finish consolidating, no worries. Go post in the Facebook page. Dottie, just one sentence, one aha, one inspired action. Could be from anything from our call today, and you need to unmute.
The value of yoga, that I'm working on my business when I commit to do Iyengar yoga.
It's huge. Thank you for that. You didn't know that you came in for that, but here you are, right? And then you're inspired to action.
I'm going to go look at, I'm going to find a yoga class to attend regularly.
Like fantastic.
Wendy did. Yeah.
It's a great thing to do. And there are many different kinds of classes. So talk to me about it. And for you, for instance, don't take an Ashtanga class. Not for you. Right? Don't take Ashtanga. There's different, if you can find an Iyengar class and where you are, you should be able to find an Iyengar class. Talk to me about it. If you don't like the class, I can help you out with it. We got to keep moving. Thank you, Dottie. Beautiful. Wendy, you're up.
I think that my aha was just realizing that, like you said, choose what matters most. And my brain said, well, then one thing always has to matter most. But just this idea that what matters most shifts and it changes and it ebbs and flows depending on what's going on.
You heard the essence of the story that I was telling for you and for everyone. Thank you. What's your inspired action?
I am going to make sure that I participate on the threads in Facebook.
Thank you. It is a huge resource for you. It is a great, great thing to do. The conversation carries on, not just when we're here. So many places to get questions answered, connect, take it further. Thank you. Beautiful. Steve, you're up.
I liked the concept of staying put is also moving.
Oh yeah, beautiful.
That there is no judgment or better or worse thing about moving or staying put, if that's, you know, if that's the right thing for me to do.
Mm. Can I make a clear choice? What is the thing that I want? Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Steve.
And as long as I'm not overcommitted or overly enthusiastic about either staying put or moving, but just noticing where I am and figuring out what's the next best step.
Yes, which is why I'm always saying, when you ask a question, just ask, well, what's the best next step? What's the best next step? And that can take us so very far. Beautiful. What's your inspired action, Steve?
I'm going to work out today.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Our bodies matter. They give us energy and support our journey. Thank you. Love it. Simple, doable, check-offable. Tracy, you're up. Are you able to, we see you're in a car. So I don't know if you're able to speak, do. If you can't, don't. Please stay safe. Not speaking. Okay. You can post it. Thank you so much. Please always stay safe. Grace, you're up.
So take a step. Gain momentum, get into the flow, allow the universe to just flow with the universe. And the inspired action is to, I'm really anxious to do it, is to get the proposal to speak, the Mensa event.
Yeah, fantastic. Perfect. Yes. Carly, I know you're here. I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak or not. It's going to be going once, going twice. All right. Thank you all, whether you're listening to my voice in the recording or you're here live. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Remember to go grab the Inspired Action Blueprint and take a look at it and see how it plays out in some of the things you're doing. And go ahead and ask me questions. There's more to it than meets the eye. It's a really profoundly important document about how to move things forward in really profound ways. So keep asking questions, keep connecting with each other. And remember to put the Quantum Leaps half-day virtual retreat on your calendar. Put all the other dates on your calendar as well. Have a great, great week, everybody. And I will see you all soon. See you next week. Bye-bye for now.